because I sing, because I...
Why do you sing?
I sing because I sing, because I...
Why do I sing? Well, sort of accidental, really. It started when I was very young and I'd had several glasses of potent cider and somebody was singing House of the Rising Sun outside the pub. And I knew the song, so I just went and joined in.
Night time is right time, and ooh, that sound was fine.
The moment of singing was extremely liberating. And it was that moment of releasing a voice, I suppose, witnessed by others. That's the thing. And just the sheer pleasure of unleashing one's voice.
And I never heard a saxophone played as wild as Jungle Train.
Yes, it was just, I think also, not only was the singing in front of others and the world not opening up and swallowing me and nothing dreadful happening to me, and actually looking at people's faces and realising they were rather enjoying it. I think what happened over many, many years, my need and love for singing was stronger than my fear of standing up and doing that in front of people, in other words, to an audience.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Could sing a song before too long. You know you understand the blues, my blues.
I think singing draws on a lot of diverse resources that we have as human beings. The emotional side and the mental side. You know, music has a pattern, or maybe it doesn't have a pattern, or it can be creative, or sometimes it can be just copying something that someone else has done. I think there's a physiological aspect to singing that makes you feel good.
And peace is all around me, but there's no peace for you and me.
Now, some days when I don't sing, it's not until I do sing that I start to feel alive in the day. Singing to me isn't necessarily just singing a melody, it's about improvising a bit with your voice to seeing what sort of sounds your vocal cords and the spaces in your mouth can make. Percussive noises, tribal noises, just as enlightening really as singing a melody or a tune. Sounds, they're almost sounds from your ancestors, the grassroots stripped down human, and it's interesting studying other cultures and the sounds they make. It's sort of a universal thing really, but there's a lot to be learned from that as well.
Something I was really into as a kid was poetry. I used to write poetry, endless amounts of poetry. Not having ever read much, I was just really into it. Felt really natural, and I slowly learned to stop doing it through school, really. I learned to stop writing poetry, and I feel I'm beginning to play with a voice, my voice, this voice now, in a way that I did when I was a kid. I feel much more childlike about it, much more easy with it after years. I mean, I'm 43 this year, and I'm talking about over 30 years ago. 32 years ago was perhaps the last time I was comfortable with my voice. That's a long time.
I give thanks to my lover, who blessed me with her touch, as her fingers, her heart and mind opened me, prized me out of my hiding places, kicking and screaming into reality, as I begin to feel without words.